New research have found that there's not enough representation of individuals living with disability in children's books. The study conducted by ECU assessed 90 award-listed children's books, finding depiction of disabled characters was virtually non-existent. The Wire's contributor from RTR-FM, Fiona Bartholomew, spoke with Associate Professor at the ECU School of Education, Helen Adam, to discuss the study further.
Picture books especially are among children's first encounters with literature. So this is really important. What they encounter in picture books from a very young age plays a big role in shaping their very early worldviews. And there's a lot of research that shows children's identities, attitudes to people of different races and different to themselves, as well as their own sense of self. These things are largely fixed by the end of, say, primary school, and they certainly start forming from a very, very young age. So books play a really important role in serving as it's a lovely image used by one of the most important scholars in this field, and it's the concept of mirrors and windows, so that books reflect to children their own experiences, their own life, their own backgrounds, and they also act as windows showing other worlds and other experiences. So when you have kids that are completely absent and don't see themselves, that plays a really important role in those particular children. But also, if you're not seeing diversity reflected in the books you read, then that, you know, can reaffirm able-bodied, cisgendered white children's perspectives of a sense of I'm normal and anyone who's different to me is not. So there is a real educational function here, and there's also a very ideological influence. So bottom line there is that picture books profoundly shape how children understand themselves and others in those critical developmental years, which makes representational gaps particularly, you know, potentially harmful.
So tell us more about this research. How did you assess disability representations within all of these picture books?
Right. So, and this is, I'm glad you asked that, because it's always important to remember that researchers are, you know, we're naturally curious and critical. And so we particularly looked for visual representation. So in this particular study, we weren't looking so much at neurodiversity within these books. We were looking at the visual representation of ability and disability. And the main reason for that is we were looking at books aiming at very young children. And for very young children, the pictures often contain more of the meaning. They're looking at the pictures trying to make sense of the story.
It's interesting to hear that only one of the books that you assessed had a representation of disability. I feel like as a collective, we often think that we're getting better in terms of representation within media. So it's quite interesting to hear that result from you.
Yeah, look, I've had this conversation a number of times when I've talked about cultural and racial diversity and even gender diversity. If you look at visual media, for example, you know, on maybe kids' TV shows, certainly the advertising industry is a lot more aware of this. And if you look at ads for, you know, some of the clothing stores, you'll now quite often see kids that do have disabilities that are represented in these. So I think we are in a very important time of shift where there is this recognition, recognition in society and in the media of the importance of representing diversity, what that means, and ultimately, of course, in marketing, what it means for sales, etc. And so it is happening in books. You know, I don't want to say it's not happening at all. It is. But I think books often, for kids, often lag behind where things are in a more general societal sense. So I think it's kind of a last frontier in a way. And it also, you know, I'm not a children's author, okay? I know lots of children's author. I'm related to one very popular children's author, and it is very complex for authors to research and write about experiences. They care very, very much about speaking to children, speaking through their characters. So it's not a simple matter of someone going, I'm going to write a story about a child with a disability. Often authors need to have that lived experience and that deep understanding in order to represent these things in authentic ways that don't come across as stereotypical or a deficit kind of perspective. So it is a very challenging area for authors and illustrators as well.
Now, when it comes to books, what disabilities are the ones that are typically receive representation?
Well, that's, as I said earlier, there seems to be, and this has been found by other researchers too, a sort of a tokenistic viewpoint of a child in a wheelchair, and that the wheelchair represents multitude of disabilities. Where, you know, we know that we have many, many aspects. We have hearing impaired, we have visual impaired, we have disorders such as Down syndrome and so on. So very often you don't see that full diversity. You will see a character in a wheelchair.
Associate Professor at Edith Cowan University, Helen Adam, speaking with RTR FM's Fiona Bartholomew.